Hello and welcome into episode number 79 of the Hippies and Cowboys podcast. We are bringing you the best of the country music world like nobody else will tell it. And as always, joining me is your co-host, Mike Hart. There he is.
What up? Yeah, 79. It's almost as cool as what it was 10 episodes ago, but I guess we'll roll with 79 for today.
Yeah, like not quite as cool. What's funny though is it's the same guest.
It is kind of the same.
Weird.
I don't know.
Like, allegedly.
It's kind of a myth. Are they the same people?
Yeah, we're not entirely sure, but we have a sneaking
suspicion. We'll have to remember to ask him.
Yeah, we'll bring it up. It'll come up for sure. But I have a sneaking suspicion that the guest from this episode has a alter ego and may have appeared on episode number 69. We know for sure that this podcast guest today did appear on our first anniversary show. That is a real thing that happened.
That is a real thing.
He played us a tune. But before we get to that, I will tell all of you out there listening to go give us a follow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Join the conversation there. We want to hear your country music takes. And if you guys really want to get involved, you guys can go subscribe to our Patreon, which now has no tiers. Everybody gets the same thing. And we have a nice little community growing over there. And you can join the Patreon for as little as just $1. You can customize your pledge per month. But the absolute lowest is $1. For as little as $1, you can gain access to bonus podcasts, exclusive content, and opportunities to ask questions to our guests on the show, as well as what else we offer, Mike? I think that's about it. I mean, lots of other shit too, but like
and we'll post some YouTube videos in there ahead of time. If we got
we post early episode announcements. Good call. Yeah,
we're trying to grow it into a pretty cool community over there, where we can chat about whatever's going on with music and take
going
it
on
to
with
a
the show.
More, unique and special platform. So, in addition to that, obviously the donations that are coming in from you guys are going to help us kind of grow what we're doing and fund better equipment and allow us to do a lot more cool shit that we can bring both to the Patreon and to our regular shows. So yeah,
but there is bonus podcast, and you're not going to want to miss
those. There is some bonus,
they're awesome,
in there.
and bonus content from the podcast too, which are it's pretty cool too,
including this one.
Just a hint for you. But anyway, yeah, go subscribe to the Patreon, guys. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. We are really trying to expand the YouTube channel. But enough about me. We will give a special thanks to our sponsor today over at Workman's Relief CBD. Workman's Relief is bringing you quality CBD products at a price point that you simply cannot beat. Literally, man, anywhere else you go and you try to get CBD products, they're like fucking $300. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm not about that life. I can't afford that shit. But Workman's Relief brings you the best quality CBD at a price point that is reasonable for any average person out there. And not only that, you can save 15% off of your entire order using the code HACCBD at checkout.
That's HACCBD. That is our code and, in fact, the best code for Workman's Relief.
It's easily the best code. And
I can't just sit here and listen to this. I'm sorry.
How did we get in here already?
Am I the first guest to ever be a part of the intro?
Yes.
If y'all heard laughs, I was trying to get them to laugh for a lot of time, but
I held the
anyways,
nipple rubs. Certainly,
this isn't video, is it? Anyways,
video too.
I did want to warn your listeners. I have to be honest, guys. I used that code. I got a virus on my laptop.
That's
and
not
my
true.
House phone. Yeah. And my house phone.
Slander.
So. Yeah, just use the code CAF15. It's way easier to remember. Theirs has H's, B's, C. I can't remember it, but I can remember CAF15. KAF15.
Okay, well, if you're literally smarter than a rock, then go ahead and use the code HACCBD, because CAF15 will actually donate $1 to an organization that likes to kill puppies, I heard. So
they're puppies with cancer, though. We're putting them out of their misery. He always does that, Mike. Does he do that to you too?
That's alleged, I think.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But seriously,
anyways, Workman's Relief is a great company.
Workman's Relief is the shit. The coffee is amazing. I fucking love the coffee. Dude, the coffee is
amazing. Yeah.
I drink that shit every morning. It's amazing. But seriously, HAC, CBD, 15%, or CAF 15, I guess, if you're feeling like it. But probably HAC, CBD will.
Once again, you're not going to remember. What is it? HCAB?
Get out of here.
I can't remember. CAF 15.
Just use, order two things and use both.
All right, I can get you
some. Ours is better. It gets there faster, I think.
Good idea.
Let's let them put it to the test.
Yeah, try to use.
Y'all let us know.
You know what?
But anyways, let's. This is Kyle Crownover.
Here we are. This episode is Kyle Crownover. Kyle has an EP dropping tomorrow, because you're gonna listen to this on Thursday morning if you're a true loyal listener.
If you're listening to it on Friday, then it's today.
No, or if it's Friday, it's today.
Or if you're listening to Saturday, holy shit, that'd be yesterday.
Yesterday,
and it's out. How crazy is that?
But it may not be out if it's Thursday, just so everybody's clear. But anyway, the shit drops.
I also wanted to say March 12th. How socialist of y'all to make all tiers the same on your.
Wow!
Yeah, on your Patreon,
it's idea coming from a Canadian.
I feel like we need
up there. No, that's good.
We need the class system. I want to get on there and pledge more money and feel better than people.
Look,
like
Kyle,
text,
you didn't subscribe
you know I mean?
To the first donate, one, and the lowest tier was $3, so I don't really want to hear it, honestly.
Well, dude, if I could sell more Workman's Relief stuff with my code, maybe I could afford it.
Look, man,
y'all are stealing all my customers. Stealing. I saw Trisha use your code. That's messed up, man.
Fuck yeah. That's right. But yeah, March 12th, Kyle Crownover. Or sorry, Crownover.
Well, I'm sabotaging my own episode.
Yeah, you are a little bit. We're still in the intro, kind of, because we're going to have to play the first song here.
Yes, Crownover. It's under the name Crownover.
It is. Crownover. It's my last name. Band.
That's right.
Allegedly, it's his last name. Allegedly. It might be a stage name. We're not sure. We're looking into it. Our people are on it. So,
you know, my original last name is, I'm not making this up, Von Klovenhoven.
No, it's fucking not, dude.
It is. Like three grandpas up. Von Klovenhoven.
No. That is the made up name.
I'm going to need some kind of proof or. You know,
well, he's dead, Garrett. Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, I assumed three grandparents up. I mean, mine are dead too. But
yeah, all grandpa's got to go.
Yeah.
Despite what Riley Green wants. Let's start with the title track.
Wish great grandpa's band Klovenhoven never died.
Wish grandpa Klovenhoven never died.
Coolers never run out. Cold Bud Light.
This is going to be an 8-hour long episode. I can feel it. I'm not going to sleep. I'm just going to get on the plane in the morning straight.
Oh, God. Get over it. you're sitting on a pillow right now, motherfucker. Who do you think you are?
Drinking Bud Light wine.
Oh, hoity-toity sitting on a pillow. Some of us are out here grinding, doing podcasts in chairs like chumps.
Drinking Little Bat Blue.
Fuck off. We are going to start, yes, with the title track from the EP. And I think it's probably best if we just talk about it after the fact. So, because we've already kind of done the, here's Kyle. So, anyway, here's Kyle also, but rather under the band Crownover. We are going to play you the title track from the EP that drops on Friday, March 12th, 2021. If you were listening to this in the very distant future, this is 2021. And this one is titled Another Day in Our 20s.
Every day a new congratulations, new house, new job, someone tied the knot. can blame ourselves for all these expectations as we sit back and watch, and we can't turn it off. We're all in such a hurry to get to that next thing, and we wake up and worry about happiness and wedding rings. Caught up in fast forward, we want more than we wanna earn. Hoping, wishing we don't miss our turn. Living on pennies and running on empty. Another day in our 20s. Heard it since we were old enough to listen. Just put your mind to it and you'll get all you want. I'm finding out that there's a few things missing, and I'm still learning what it means to grow up. We're all in such a hurry get to that next thing, and we wake up and worry about happiness and wedding rings. Caught up in fast forward, we want more than we wanna earn. Hoping, wishing we don't miss our turn. Living on pennies and running on empty. Another day in our 20s. To that next thing, and we wake up and worry about careers and petty things. And caught up in fast forward, we want more than we wanna earn. Hoping, wishing we don't miss our turn. Living on pennies and running on empty. Another day in our 20s.
That was Another Day in Our 20s by the band Crown Over. And sitting here with us today is the guy who sang that song, Kyle Crown Over. How are you doing today, Kyle?
Man, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I've had an eventful day.
I was about to say, yeah, you've had an eventful day. Tell us about it.
I'm better now that I'm talking to you and seeing your pretty face. So, you know, that'll brighten the day. I don't know, man. I was just driving on the highway earlier, and my car starts overheating. So I had to sell my body for radiator coolant so I could make it to darts.
Missing a couple toes now is what you mean.
That's no, different body parts.
Oh, God.
But you made it to darts?
I did make it to darts.
I see both your arms.
Yeah, that's not my toes. It's not my arms.
What part did you have to cut off?
Anyways, dude. So I tour manage. I tour manage for a guy named Tyler Childers. Y'all knew that, right. But
yeah,
I did have a story about our van overheating. I think it was the first time we played the Opry, and. I backed into the Opry with the van that day. Nothing super bad happened, but everyone still gives me a hard time about that. But later we did end up going to Kid Rock's house, and we barely made it because a van was overheating. And I had like to multiple times like fill up a water jug inside of his house to like cool the, and he kept being like, dude, why are you filling up gallons of water?
I was just like, asking you this?
I was like, yeah, I was like, you just got the best water I've ever tasted, man. He's like, are you serious? I was like, no, yeah, the van's overheating.
No, no, Kid Rock. No. Dude,
yeah, I just had to have some of this water later. His real name's Bobby Ritchie.
Oh shit, Bobby Ritchie. Yeah, Robert James. No, Robert, your water's not that delicious.
Live without it.
Our van's fucked.
Dude, that's hilarious. Did you win darts, Mike, or did you lose?
Yeah, we won. We won. I was just trying to come up with a Kid Rock joke. Like, did your van sound like?
So that's what.
The bang, diggy, diggy, and then you knew like you needed to go steal some water and throw it on there. Like,
right.
If it's making that noise, you're overheating or something. But I couldn't come up with a very good one. So.
Yeah, that would explain. That's all right. Explain why Kid Rock and John Daly were headbanging the White House Road on, I assume, Kid Rock's bus or whatever. Was that before or after?
He loves him some White House Road.
It's all because Kyle backed into the Opry that day.
Yep.
And took multiple jugs of water from Kid Rock's house. I just picture like everybody partying, drinking, kind of chatting.
That's exactly
and
what
then
it
you
was.
Just in the kitchen just frantically filling bottles of water.
It's overheating. We might not be able to leave.
Robert,
on a scale of,
do you call him Bob or no? Just do you call him Kid?
People call him Bobby.
Yeah,
I call him Mr. Rock.
Mr. Yeah. Rock.
That's appropriate. On a scale of 1 to 10, good. how much drugs were in that house?
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Yeah, next question. And it's actually, I can say safely say none, because it's not a house. It's a camo double wide trailer.
Yeah, of course it is. Makes sense.
Right.
It does. He calls it the Trouble Wide.
The Trouble Wide. No, he does not.
I swear to you. You can't make that up, dude. I'm not that smart.
That's amazing. All of this story just say, fucking fits together like that,
dude.
Like,
it up, but it sounds too real to not be.
Yeah. I feel Mike always thinks I'm making stuff
dude,
up.
Dude, like
episode 69, he didn't think turtles breathed out their butt, but
yeah,
I proved him wrong.
Look at that.
There's a lot of unbelievable things that I learned on that episode. Mostly turtle related.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I just Googled it. Kid Rock, multimillionaire entertainer, lives in a double wide trailer he calls the Trouble Wide. Wild.
It says that online.
That's a real thing. I am reading it right now. It's a headline. It's like, it's
Mike wrote is that just article. Like, how?
Kyle write that article.
Dude, it's on. Yeah.
There it is.
Dude.
Author Kyle Crowley.
Rolling Stone, the killer inside Kid
Rock. Yeah,
it was
me.
It says
leading
to a brown double wide trailer, and it says in brackets, Wi-Fi password Trouble Wide. And then also the Tennessean, Kid Rock calls camouflage trailer home on his Tennessee mountaintop. It's the the Trouble Wide. Yeah,
see, no. Kyle spends the 3 days in advance to coming onto our show.
Just getting ridiculous online,
and then he'll just say some outlandish shit.
And
so then we'll
post
back check it, and it'll pop up because he wrote the article.
Yeah,
right.
And then next time I bring up something outlandish, you just believe it, but then it's not true.
That's right. You're pretty good at what you do. I will give you that. If that is what you're doing, I'd honestly believe it, even if I knew it was fake, just because I appreciate the amount of work you put into it.
Thank you,
but what might be good is we could talk a little bit about that first song, because you did play that one. We talked earlier on the phone, and you had said that you hadn't played that one anywhere yet, obviously meaning the studio recorded version. But I will say that listeners of this podcast who listen to almost every episode probably heard that one on the first anniversary show, acoustic version, of course, through a really shitty recording software through Wi-Fi. So I mean,
hey, we learned. We figured it out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we it's technically probably the first time they've heard it, if we don't want to count that one. But anyway, title track to the new EP, which drops Friday, March 12th for those of you listening early, or if you're listening on Friday, like as we went through kind of in the intro, whenever you were listening,
we already talked about this.
Time's a funny thing, man.
Time is a weird fucking thing. I don't even get me started, dude. We'll sit here for 9 hours and talk about the fucking unstoppable marching.
It's only
time.
Time after all.
Yeah, it's not simple. It's not that simple, Chad.
Is Garrett frozen for you too?
Garrett is frozen. So I'm just going to go ahead. I'll tell you a funny little statement, Mile.
No, I'm sure it's saved.
If for some reason this is the first you're hearing this podcast, Kyle has been on for like 25 minutes now, and we are just talking about Another Day in Your 20s, which is the title track of his EP drop in March 12th, of course. Yeah, continue on. I suppose that's where we were at when I got frozen. So,
yeah, man, that's a song I wrote with a girl named Palmer Lee. And so I moved to Nashville wanting to be like just a songwriter, like music row, rap, country songs on the radio.
Yeah.
And she was one of the first people that I started writing songs with that I like clicked with. I definitely like kind of fell out of that wanting that dream and kind of the commercial aspect of it. But she's one of the people I met that was like, we write good songs together. So yeah, it's called Another Day in Our 20s. It's kind of inspired by just struggling through my 20s. That specific song came after my card getting declined at a Sonic for 70 cents during happy hour. And I just remember the shame of them asking for the drink back and me just giving it to them and then me having to drive away. Like, oh my God, I have less than a dollar right now.
Damn.
But, so yeah, that's where the living on pennies line came from.
That's rough. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know. That's rough.
It is college, man. I'm sure.
Yeah, college is acceptable to have less than a dollar.
Yeah.
That's
the shits, though. It's rough.
Or less than $0, you know? Eat the $35 overdraft fee.
Oh, man.
And you get that slushy from Sonic, you know?
$35 slushy, whatever it takes.
$35.70. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, dude, you played that one. That was the first time I heard it on the anniversary show. And when I try to describe your music to other people, and I think I said this on the anniversary show, is like, is it super like, you know, and this is something I kind of want to talk about maybe even later in the show, but like people when they hear who you are and the fact that you're obviously Tyler's tour manager, they're probably going to expect a certain sound to come from the music, right? And
different sound,
which
than
is,
I
and I
sound.
Mean, you're from like originally you're from Tennessee, are you not? Am I wrong?
Yeah, I'm from outside Chattanooga.
Right. So like, that's where you grew up. That's where you live now. It's like, you know, obviously you've been influenced by all kinds of different music and shit growing up, but, like what I would like to describe your music as is just like, you know, the songwriting's there, I like to think, and it's still commercially like marketable to a sense where you could show that stuff to anybody, regardless of whether they listen to country music or not, and they'd be like, yeah, like I fuck with that. You know what I mean?
Dude,
and I don't mean that as, you know, to whether to say, oh, it's not country or it's not this or it's not that. But I mean it in the sense of like, it's country music, but still, because I will admit, as somebody who is kind of more of a purist, I guess I would say, and I mean, maybe I wouldn't even call myself that so much anymore. But somebody who definitely, I mean, we call ourselves a country music podcast, somebody who kind of believes in that type of thing, that I understand that a lot of music that maybe Mike and I might enjoy and want to promote on this show may not be reasonably interesting to the average person. You know what I mean? So yours, like your music is what I wish country radio sounded like all the time.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah. Like the Tyler thing is awkward.
Right.
Even I've opened for Arlo
Yeah.
And it's right. like a bunch of like tough guys out there. And I'm like, I'm friends with these people, but I know this isn't what those guys are jamming in their trucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, right.
And like, I didn't grow up listening to Hank or George Jones. Like, I grew up listening to Usher and working at the skating rink. Like, right. I wish I had cooler info. Like,
yeah,
you know, like my dad wasn't a coal miner. My dad was a salesperson and my mom was a teacher. And like, I had friends that were like in the mountains and like went fishing, but I also like wanted to be dropped off at the mall to hang out with my friends. Like, I grew up in the suburbs. So it's like, there is like parts of it that are country, but there's also parts about country that's just not authentic to me and isn't how I was raised. So if I came out singing those songs, like, it wouldn't feel right because it's just not me.
Which is a good point because yeah. If it doesn't feel authentic for you as the person who's putting this shit out there, then how are you supposed to sit there and look yourself in the face, or, you know, look your audience in the face and say, mm-hmm. this is my art, when it's something,
man,
you have,
yeah.
you know, no idea about, no experience with, right?
That's what's coming out of Nashville for the most part.
Exactly.
The big execs, it's not authentic to them. You know, they don't know what the hell being in the country is.
Absolutely.
And most of those singers probably don't either. You know, some of them, the exception of some of them, but, you know, who has the say in what everything sounds like? Is they're just doing that for what, to make it sound like what sells, you know. They don't, yeah, yeah, it's all about,
yeah, they find something that works,
not authentic to any of them. So I think that's probably the biggest issue with why the sound is so shitty with with mainstream right now, is not, none of it's authentic to anybody making it.
Yeah, so I think I can
agree with that, yeah.
You know, I think anybody out there listening who may even listen to your music and might say like, oh, you know, because I can relate to it being 24 years old. Somebody who might listen to it who's, you know, 40 or even 30 some and above might say like they may not be able to connect to it as much. And they, you know, I still think, you know, say they're listening to this podcast, I just think somebody like that who may not connect to the music as much, just on a pure listener to song connection type thing, if that makes any sense, might be able to appreciate you saying that and, you know, saying like, no, this isn't, I didn't grow up like that, so this is why my sound is the way it is. You know, it's not, you know, you're not pretending to be somebody else. And I think at the end of the day, we talk about authenticity all the fucking time on this show. It's mm-hmm. all, it's a word we almost say every single podcast, and I don't think this is any different, right? Like, I think that's one of the biggest things, and that it, part of the reason that we respect people such as yourself is the fact that you're just willing to own whatever it is that's authentic to you, right?
Absolutely.
So,
all of that being said about Kyle being authentic is a little ironic to me, seeing that pretty sure he makes up a half dozen stories every time he comes on our show, but. The music's authentic, so that's at least good.
At least I'm half authentic, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh fuck, man. I think I'm looking up for time here. Like, might have lost that first part, you guys. So I hope we didn't. But anyway, anybody out there listening, I am right now concerned that we lost maybe the first part of this podcast. So if you're listening to this and there is the first part of this podcast there, that's why I'm in a panic right now. But anyhow, that might be a good place to kind of jump into our second song here, just kind of looking at my list and also the questions that I have lined up here. So let me ask you this here before we introduce the next song, because this might kind of actually roll in pretty nicely with the next, anyway, whatever. I'm going to ask you it anyway. It seems like a major theme kind of for this EP is, like you said, it's kind of like your experiences throughout your 20s and kind of being younger, because I actually don't know the answer to this question. How old are you, man?
I'm 28.
You're 28. Okay, I thought you were 30. honestly.
It's okay.
Everybody's just way older than me always. But anyway.
When people were roasting me on the internet, which happens a good bit, I do like to post them on Instagram. But someone said they said, I can't tell if that guy's 13 or 47. So okay, yeah, you were fair. You were right 13. In the middle there.
That's good. Pre-beard days.
Pre-beard days? Yeah. But anyway, what I was gonna get at was,
hey, thanks for calling this a beard, Mike. I appreciate that.
That's generous.
Is this a beard? I shaved the other day, you guys. I shaved the other day.
There's some hair on my neck.
Yeah, cool. but it seems like you like with this EP, the kind of the theme is like obviously tapping into kind of your experiences and shits as a young adult, kind of coming out of, you know, maybe through your college years type thing. And I feel like that's a thing that, you know, obviously as we're just kind of talking about country radio and stuff like that, a lot of these fucking 40 some odd year old guys try to tap into and sell as some kind of sick fucking product with their songs. But you do it in a way that's not like, again, and this is kind of just going to go back to exactly what we were just talking about, without bastardizing the genre of country music or just the fucking art form of music as a whole. I just figured maybe you could talk a bit about maybe the overall theme of the EP as a whole, and maybe if I'm on track with saying that a lot of the songs kind of are themed around that kind of idea of, you know, going through different experiences and stages in your life as a young 20 something year old, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, this song is I'm getting better, and it's, I can say it's about getting better at the wrong things. Just figuring out, you know, how to have adult relationships, you know, falling in and out of love, and just how that works in life. I would say, yeah, you're on it with the theme. I say the whole thing's basically about me just flailing through my 20s. Like, I had no clue what was going on when I look back at like the beginning of my 20s, and it was really hard to figure out who I was. And like you said, I wanted to be authentic, but there's also a point in your life where you're like, I don't know who I am. Like, I am currently making who I am. So it's hard to be authentic when you don't know if you'll find your place, or when you'll find your place, or what you even want your place to be. You might see me out with my head down, somewhere lost in a crowd, and believe me, I may have had a few. And from right there you'd guess that I'm hard pressed, a washed up mess, torn up and bleeding, but I'm making do. And I may seem like I'm falling apart, like I ain't got a thing together, but I swear that I'm getting better. I'm getting better at holding and smoke, and I'm getting better at drinking alone. I'm getting better at staying out late and staring at the moon. I'm getting better at calling old flames, seeing if they'll come by again. I'm getting better, getting by without you. And it ain't hard to tell you are well, and I'm in hell, oh Lord, it ain't easy just to fake it through. And I may seem like a sinking ship, beaten by the weather, but I swear that I'm getting better. I'm getting better at holding in smoke, and I'm getting better at drinking alone. I'm getting better at staying out late
staring at the moon. I'm getting better at calling old flames, seeing if they'll come by again. I'm getting better, getting by without. Staying out late, staring at the moon. I'm getting better at calling old flames, seeing if they'll come by again. I'm getting better at getting by without you. Oh, I'm getting better. It might take forever, but I'm getting better.
That was "I'm Getting Better" from Crown. I'm just gonna say Crown Over because
yeah,
like coffee, you know. Because really, when people go to search it, say on Spotify or Apple, it's Crown Over.
It is, and a lot of times people will be like, "I can't find it." I'm just like, "Ah, I maybe should have made it under Kyle Crown Over," but then here we are.
Any regrets?
It's
there?
Not that maybe far of a stretch.
Kyle Crown Over, but yeah, it is.
Yeah,
you'd
it
think
is
it would
name.
Come up. You'd think it would come up if they search Kyle Crown Over. You'd think like Crown Over would pop up because Crown Over to me, I don't know. I don't think that's a super common name.
It's not. There's a Sunny Crown Over. I've never like listened to their music.
It's not but. Like your band's name is like one word, like Johnson or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jackson, yeah. Where it's like there's 100,000 artists named something Johnson or something Jackson, but anyway, anyhow, that is of course, yes, from Crown Over, off of the EP here, March 12th, Another Day in Our 20s, but that one was titled again "I'm Getting Better." And I wanted to ask you a little question kind of about basically about you and your relationship to your actual, I'm going to call it your actual job, I guess.
Yes, right it now, is an actual job.
It is your actual job.
You hear that, mom and dad? It's a real job.
Yeah, it's an actual job. Yeah, your actual job seems like kind of the dick way to put it because that's no. You also, your actual
not
job
living.
Is being an artist, of course, but. Anyway, your actual job, because you are Tyler Childers, tour manager, which of course Mike and I included, everybody listening to this podcast will think is pretty cool because you guys,
he's pretty freaking cool. Yeah,
he's a pretty cool guy and he makes the odd good song, I suppose.
You're in a few good ones.
Coolest guy on the bus though.
Yeah, let's be honest. Let's fucking lay it out right here. Right here, man.
Wow.
What's the cool guy hierarchy on?
Well, first of all, the coolest guy on the bus is Jimmy, the bus driver. And everyone in the band will tell you that that's true. So shout out to Jimmy.
Enough. Let's leave it right there. Fuck it. I mean, Jimmy's the coolest.
It's really, yeah, everyone else is tied for last. And Jimmy's the only cool one.
Yeah, he's the only one. When we go places, people are like, yeah, that guy's cool. The rest of you guys.
Yeah. You also just go back in the bus.
Yeah, right.
How did all those homeless people get on that bus?
It's funny. Jimmy, what the hell? What kind of an operation you run in here? I'm kidding. But anyway
on with
yeah, my question is basically tied to, you know, I seen an article and I, you know, I'm maybe gonna kind of call them out here. I don't think it's a super call out because I don't super have a problem with it, but it is tied to my question because I do like Wes and Steve and all the guys at Whiskey Riff, and we are friends with them. They've been on our podcast, we've been on theirs, blah blah blah. We are tight with those guys, so I am not calling out Whiskey Riff for anything right now. But like, I seen an article earlier today that they posted, and it was basically like, you know, something along the lines of Tyler Childers's tour manager Kyle Crown Over is set to release an EP or release his new single or something along those lines, right? which is fine. And it's, and that's super cool. Those guys to like give you some of that exposure, cause they have a fucking huge platform, totally. way bigger than ours. And, all the credit to those dudes for even, you know, posting your shit. I mean, that's dope. But Mike, I guess my question, relating to that is, you know, just even the way, and I mean, maybe this is overanalyzing shit, like the way that that was worded, you know, the first words in that are Tyler Childers' tour manager, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever have a problem with people, or is it ever weird for you? Or do you ever feel a certain pressure from, you know, maybe people's expectations for what your sound might be like? Or I guess, you know, I could kind of go into this a million different ways, but is there, do you have a problem with kind of the way people tie you to that in a certain way? Or
yeah, that's a good question. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
First off, I mean,
I mean,
do I wish if I got to pick, if it was that or just Cow Crown Worm releases? Yeah, I would pick just Cow Crown Worm. But also, they survive off of people clicking to go to their website. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, exactly. They want as much traffic there. I don't see it as like this evil thing, mostly because, yeah, like they're talking about my music. So in my head, you know, I'm not getting a lot of press right now. So I'm just happy they're saying anything.
I'm not saying they did something wrong. Course. You know, I'm just saying like, I'm just using that as an example, right?
Just that does happen.
The most recent
thing. Yeah, it's not just them either.
Yeah.
And I mean, at the same time, more clicks to their website page that talks about you isn't at the end of the day a bad thing.
It's a good thing. It is a good thing. I just mean more the idea of this situation where it's,
oh yeah, we get what you're saying.
The fact that you have to be tied to Tyler's name for some people to click on it is what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be in his shadow. You know what I mean? Like it's gonna happen. I'm fine with it.
That's funny because earlier off the air, you're telling us how mark your words. I think we're like, mark my words.
Hope it got pretty bad.
We'll be in my shadow.
Mike. Let's just start that over again.
What?
It just got really bad, but it stopped. So just start that one
question. Start that whole thought over again.
Oh, it's just funny because off the air not long ago, you know, right before we got on, Kyle was saying, mark my words, this time next year, Tyler Childers will be in my shadow.
I heard him say it.
Look, unfortunately, the recording got messed up, so we don't like have it recorded. But I mean, you said it.
Yeah, you totally said it. That was right before we hit record.
Hey, man, I mean, we'll see. Let's do the podcast a year from now.
Right.
And see what happens. You know, this, you know, could... ZB could blast me off into superstardom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
You know, I've got the number one podcast with Keekers and Ferg. So, I mean,
will it be weird?
The next step?
Will so it be weird? Because I think the last time we talked to you, it had been about a year since you opened for Tyler. Will it be weird when he has to open for you?
Yeah.
Or no?
I will be gracious to him for being so good to me. Yeah.
Will you guys use the same bus and stuff? I assume.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I'm getting Jimmy, that's for sure.
Yeah, obviously, Jimmy's going to come with you.
Yeah, if Tyler wants to ride on my bus, that's fine.
Of course.
We're going to go to Tyler, ask him to have, hey, Tyler, can you ask Kyle to come on our show?
Yeah.
Dude, that happened one time in Texas. This girl was coming to hang out with us, and we were at this arcade. Well, she was coming to hang out with me. And then I see her walk up to Tyler, and I could tell, like, he was like, oh, she's going to ask for a picture or autograph. She's like, hey, have you seen Kyle around here? And then he's just like, oh, yeah, he's over there. I was like, oh, yeah, thanks, Tyler. Thanks for pointing
dude,
me out.
Dude, that's awesome.
That was, like, probably the coolest of it.
You puff your chest out a little bit? Like, that's what's up. That's what's up, Tyler. She doesn't even know who you are.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't think Tyler would want to be in the bus with me. Apparently, I scream in my sleep. Slash sing. Slash moan. It's not like a sexual moan, but it is.
But it's a frightening singing moan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, when's your birthday?
September 24th.
Jesus. Okay, I might give you like a half birthday present of one of those little cameras that you put in your bedroom that records like anytime there's sound and movement. And I want to I want to see what this looks and sounds like.
My roommate's house screaming a few nights ago, so I would love to send you some of that footage.
What kind of fucking all you have to do, man, is you guys just told fucking ghost stories last time we talked to you. So
yeah, I don't know if I would want to watch like my own, you know, see the ghosts walking around the room.
Yeah, I'm good.
One time Tyler told me I was just going, no, yes, no. And then like, I can't tell if he likes this or
in my pants.
He's saying no and yes. I don't know if it was a good dream, bad dream, or what.
It's like, oh, I'm going to wake him up. Oh, wait, maybe I shouldn't. Oh, I'm going to wake
So anyways.
Oh, fuck, man.
That's
rough. That's rough. That's too bad. No, I always kind of wanted to ask you, like, even just like on a friend level, because it's like, you know, it's obviously something I've thought about before. I'm like, I wonder if he, you know, doesn't like when we talk about Tyler or we talk about this.
No, man.
It's just like, you know. Just because, you know, at that's, and again, I think that's probably just me overanalyzing the situation. It's just like, you know, I wonder if there's any, you know, bad feelings on your end as far as that goes, just because, like we said, some people are going to have to click on that headline to get to your music. But at the end of the day, that's also a very good thing, like we said. And I'm sure, and maybe this is another kind of a good question too, is I'm sure that all of the time that you spend around both Tyler and those other guys, and I think I might have asked this exact question to Zach when he was on the podcast too, is like all the time that you spend around those great, great musicians and great artists can't be anything but helpful for your own music as well, to kind of take from and bounce ideas off of and learn from and whatnot, right?
Dude, yeah, you couldn't be more spot on there. I mean, God, that band is so freaking good. Tyler's great, of course, too. But yeah, man, it's a special thing. One, like, I've seen them, I guess, technically more than any person other than someone in the band.
Other than Tyler or Craig?
Yeah.
Or Rod, I guess.
Yeah, they're the only ones that got me. I've seen over 300 shows. So, I mean, that seeing them perform has definitely changed the way I perform, and seeing how he crafts a set. Like, dude has never had a set list. He's got baseball signs that he throws to the band on the spot. So you'll see him on, like, Feathered Indians in a Honky Tonk Flame. Like, literal hand signs to the band, and they're just going. But he's reading the room, and every show's different. But seeing that so many times and just understanding, like, the flow of a show has been mind-blowing. It may be hard to, like, quantify exactly, like, how it influenced me, but, like, of course it did. Yeah. He's really good at that. I think just controlling the energy of the room is a cool thing to watch. So I think that's helped me, but also just, you know, Craig and Jesse are always playing their instruments, even off stage. So just even the chances I get to, like, jam with those guys is just so cool, man.
How much of the Craig Berletic headband have you incorporated in your act yourself?
You know, I'd have to have cooler hair to do it.
I don't know. I say you throw it up, you know.
Dude, I wish. I need some volume, man. Craig's got the coolest hair in the world. I'm gonna spend the rest of my life disappointed if I compare myself to Craig.
Dude, you can get a perm. You can get a perm.
I could try. I don't think it'd hold enough. But anyways, Craig rocks. It's a head bob, but it's also involves the hair too. It's kind of a full body thing, even though it's just in the head.
That dude's got to have the strongest neck muscles. I mean, it is nonstop the entire show.
Dude, he's so freaking good.
But, dude, what you said earlier about you think you've gone to the most Tyler Childers shows reminded me, like, Parker McCollum clearly got very high the other day and tweeted, he's like, holy shit, guys, I've never missed a single Parker McCollum concert.
Wow. He's one of the few people that can say that.
Yeah. Wow. Parker. Interesting. You know what? Parker, come back and let's talk about this. This is crazy.
Fuck, man. I don't know if he's getting that high. He might have missed a few of the shows.
Yeah, true enough.
There might be a few blurry ones.
Yeah, true enough.
He can say the most for sure, but he can't say
Can't say all of them though, right?
Let's jump into a third song.
I'm not gonna. I just have to comment here because I don't know. We do need a food stamps episode, but like, Mike, you just blew my mind with the fucking baseball science thing. That's we're gonna leave that at that. But anyway, yeah, let's go into our third song here. This is The Coming of Age. Obviously, we didn't really mention in the intro or at really any point yet, but we are going to play the entire EP today, so that's kind of what we're
doing. Yeah, you're getting the full thing. You're
getting the full meal deal, baby. More than 70 cents at Sonic or whatever it was. But yeah, The Coming of Age is our next tune, and Kyle, if you want to introduce it and kind of let us know, tell us a little bit about it, that would be awesome.
Well, yeah, here's another one about growing up. It's the chorus is basically just talking about when you're younger wanting to be old, and then when you're old being like, oh god, if I could just be young, and just never realizing through the whole journey, like, you never stopped and enjoyed it. You were always wishing it was different. And then not being able to go back. It's also another one lines is, I still don't know if I'll find my place or if I even have a say. Like, just struggling through it, trying to figure it out, figuring what I want to keep in my life and what I want to let go of and how I want to grow. And yeah, that's about that.
I can feel her slipping away, an adolescent dream starting to fade. Being alone must be the price to pay to turn the page. I used to never want to leave this town. Now she's the only thing that's keeping me around. And I'm on my way straight to her house to let her down. Cause I don't even recognize me now. One day you're young and wanna grow up so bad. Then you grow up and just wanna go back. Caught between wanting to move on and staying the same. Yeah, the years fly by, but the days move slow. You learn when to hang on and when to let go. Holding tight, hoping the whole thing ain't a waste. It's the coming of age. Time is moving quickly away. I swear it's only picking up its pace. I still don't know if I'll find my place or if I even have. So bad, then you grow up and just wanna go back. Caught between wanting to move on and staying the same. Yeah, the years fly by, but the days move slow, you learn when to hang on and when to let go. Holding tight, hoping the whole thing ain't a waste. It's the coming of age. One day you're young and wanna grow up so bad, then grow up and just wanna go back. Caught between wanting to move on and stay in the same. Yeah, nothing feels wrong, but nothing feels right. There's a whole lot of gray where it was black and white. Holding tight, hoping it all don't slip away. It's the coming of. It's the coming of age.
The coming of age. Crown over, of course, again.
C-O-M-I-N-G, for those who are wondering.
I was killing Mike. He was dying.
There it is. There it is. That was absolutely
good. Whatever, you know, we don't have to spell it. It's whatever it means to you. You know, if it means the other way, that's cool.
Yeah.
Right, what other way, Kyle? I was just...
All right, so this next song...
Oh dear.
Jump into some rapid fires.
Yeah, let's jump into some rapid fires. I saw one on Twitter.
Okay, sure.
What's an unpopular opinion you hold about food?
Dude, I hate condiments. Every single condiment except hot sauce.
That
I can't eat them.
Ridiculous.
Rodney Elkins.
Unlike everything, dude?
I can't eat a wet condiment. Rodney Elkins, Tyler's drummer, always says that he's scared that I'm going to die choking on a dry sandwich.
I mean, and it could happen, a real concern at this point.
Especially if you've seen me eat a sandwich, man. I put them down.
Really?
But yeah, I hate, like, mayonnaise is probably my least favorite thing in the world, which then that goes into the ranches and that kind of thing, which I don't eat as well.
So, how about dipping sauce?
Sauce is the only thing I can dip, man. And even then, it has to be like the same consistency. If it's chunky, I can't do it.
That's ridiculous.
That's
crazy. It is, dude. People get really upset about it.
That's so wildly different than
like,
my belief system on condiments. I mean,
dude,
like my opinion on ranch is like the scale of rating ranch dressing starts like the bottom of the barrel is still starts at good, and then it just goes to like exquisite, you know, like divine.
I'm not, you know, super.
There's no such thing as bad ranch dressing that I've ever had.
That's debatable. I wouldn't go that far.
Even the worst ranch dressing I've ever had is still good.
No, man, I don't know. That's a stretch. Ranch
can, I feel that way about pizza.
Yeah. That's reasonable though.
Yeah, I can't do condiments. The way I explain it to people, though, like when they're mad, like, Mike, if I'm ever chilling at your place, I'm not going to eat your ranch. You're going to have all your ranch. It's never going to be like, Kyle ate my ranch. No, he didn't.
I put that shit on everything, too. I put it on my pizzas.
Oh, that just hurts my feelings, man.
I put ranch and hot sauce on my
I like hot sauce now.
So how about like a hot sauce hybrid, like a buffalo sauce type thing.
We're getting
that's a little.
We're getting into weird territories.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Interesting. Dude, what do you do with wings? You dry rub wings, I assume. Which I'm a big dry rub wing guy. Like, definitely. I like a good, like, salt and pepper, a Cajun seasoning or something, like, you know, lemon pepper.
I love a lemon pepper. I can eat hot sauce on wings, but I'm not dipping them in anything. I'm not venturing into the, you know, garlic parmesans or the,
sketchy.
You know, that world. Spicy garlic at B-dubs is my move.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Interesting.
Interesting. I'm glad I asked that.
I'm trying to, yeah, this is
very people are so mad. Everyone's going to freaking hate me, but.
Yeah, you're not going to sell very well in the Midwest with your rant comments, but.
I got to ask you this one, kind of to piggyback off the food question. What is, I don't know if I've asked you this before, but I'm sure.
You have, I was the first one you asked this.
Do you know what I'm going to ask?
Yes. I was the first one you asked. I know exactly what you're going to ask. You're going to say, what's the worst?
Nope.
Oh, man. Well, I just ruined that.
What's the best gas station snack? This is my go-to.
Oh, wow.
I fucking love this question.
Dude, we could do a whole podcast on this.
Maybe we should.
Well, it definitely depends on the gas station. I've got a real hard time not getting a slice of pizza if the gas station's got it.
Don't get Mike started on Casey's pizza, please. I'm begging.
The breakfast one is trash. Y'all are wrong.
Whoa, dude.
But I like the
regular. I had the breakfast one. I'm here to say, as a Canadian, a fucking pure blood Canadian, that I had that fucking breakfast pizza, the sausage one, keep in mind, not the bacon. And I will say that that fucking sausage breakfast pizza slaps. Dude, that shit was fucking
man unreal. When I heard y'all talking about this last time, I turned the episode off. I was like, I can't handle this,
dude. It was so good.
See, my theory on why you don't like the breakfast pizza, if you're talking about you don't like condiments,
you're right,
breakfast it's all pizza is queso.
Yeah,
so if you're not
okay, I thought it was a gravy, but it's queso. It's too wet and cream. I just don't like it.
So you don't do like even gravy or nothing, just sort of kind of go back to that.
I just don't like it if it's too wet.
I'm sorry, man. It's just the way you're describing it is hilarious. It's too wet.
God. Man doesn't okay. use lube either.
But you didn't answer the question. All right.
I am a dry guy.
Gas station snack. What's the best one?
I'm going to go, if there's pizza, slice pizza. If not, I'm getting a bag of beef jerky. Old Trapper.
Good call. All right. Old
Trapper. Peppered.
Peppered. Not wet.
Nope, a good dry, dehydrated jerky.
Dried out beef jerky, please.
Washing it down with a nice body armor.
Body armor. RIP Kobe.
Alkaline water. Mike's girlfriend got me drinking those.
That's all right. And Kobe.
Mike, I think your mic's broken. Anyways, next rapid fire. Mike, you got another one?
Nah, he's just mad now. His brains.
Anyways, this next question is inspired by the kind of the time theme that we've been talking about today. Would you rather be able to travel back in time once you get to go back in time once whenever you know, pick a time you get to go there, or be able to stop time whenever you want.
Man, I'm going to say stop time. I think we definitely like think the past is way better than it was. Like, I don't think I'd really want to be alive.
Okay, so what I mean by stopping time. If you stop time, everybody else is like frozen, and then you're just like moving around through. Okay.
Bro, honestly, I would like to live eternally in that state. Which, honestly, I probably will when I die, but...
I mean, it'd be kind of fun. Like, you could freeze it and then, like, go far in someone's face and then, like, go around the block and then, like, unfreeze it.
Dude, I ain't got to freeze time to do that to someone. I'll just do it anyways.
You've seen that Adam Sandler movie, have you?
Click. Oh, yeah. Very underrated.
Good movie.
Huge Adam fan here.
Incredibly sad movie in the end there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I feel like every time period was pretty brutally awful for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh shit.
Yeah, yeah, so
I'm fucking spoiled. Yeah, this is a 3-hour podcast. Let's not go there. I will go on a fucking tangent, dude. Don't even get me started.
Yeah, this is how you know y'all asking good questions. Yeah. Freeze time is my answer, final answer.
Okay.
Music related one. What's your favorite song and cover?
Please don't eat that lightning cable. That's not food, Kyle.
Sorry. Okay. I need to put some condiments on it to just keep it away from my mouth.
That's right. Good call.
My favorite song to cover, I'm thinking between two, but I know the question's not what two songs.
Well, you can pick both. We'll allow it.
All right. It's going to be Born and Raised by John Mayer, and It Is What It Is by Kacey Musgraves. I love those songs.
Kacey Musgraves is the shit. We tried to get her on the podcast actually recently, and
her did you hear back?
Yes, we did actually. Her PR people were like, unlikely, but we will inquire about it. And I was like, I respect the fact
that
you know, at least replied.
Yeah, that is cool.
And then they were like, look, like we like what you're doing. Can't make it happen right now, but you know. So I was like, well, it didn't completely slam the door shut. It's all right.
Dude, I wish I knew someone in her camp that I could have gotten to say, actually, she's going to be doing Keekers and Ferg, so she doesn't have time to do that.
Right.
And like, yeah, it's not real, but they still send it just to
right.
Like,
yeah.
Just I wish I could see the look on your face.
Dude, I would have sent that shit to Mike so fast, did like screenshot and be like, look at this that shit, all man. What the hell is going on right now?
Oh, God.
Which reminds me, I'm going to set odds. Oh, yeah, it's too late for that. I have a tweet I need to send, but it's too late. I'll wait till tomorrow.
I got one more.
This is
inspired by, I cried like 4 times to a movie this weekend, a very specific movie.
Oh, God. Four times? What we were
talking about earlier reminds
during me the same movie?
Favorite movie to cry to.
Was it Girls Gone Wild 97?
No, it wasn't that one. Close.
Was it Marley and Me?
What's your favorite movie to cry to? Or what movie makes you cry the most, I guess. Could also work.
That's a good question.
Do you fart when you cry?
Brother, if I'm breathing, I'm farting.
Me and the turtles, baby.
In the words of Kim Jong-un in my favorite movie, The Interview, oh, I got a butthole and it's a working overtime. One of my favorite quotes.
Go listen to Crown Over's new EP.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of Hippie Cowboy. You heard it here first. Crown Over's butthole's working overtime. And
conveniently, the next title of this song.
Yeah, that's kind of what the song's about, just kind of struggling with my butthole working overtime. I don't watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, we know if you've listened to Keekers and Ferg.
Yeah, if you listen to my podcast, we review movies we've never seen.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's amazing. I seen something about Shawshank the other day, and I almost quoted tweeted you guys, and I just forgot, but fuck, man. That was, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna say Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Like the Sandler. Adam Sandler. Yeah. Really? That one makes you cry?
Dude, that little kid.
Kind of sad. Sure. Yeah.
And then when he's talking with his dad and his dad thinks he's gonna be a terrible dad and shouldn't have the kid.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I know I'm gonna be a dad because you were my dad. And you were the best dad, and you taught me how. And then just brings it out.
Yeah, sure.
The movie I cried to was The Patriot. That I just like.
Oh my god!
Scenes in that movie.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh, what was Heath Ledger's name in that?
Gabriel.
Fuck, man, that was one of the worst deaths, next to G Baby and Hardball. Gabriel's death is the hardest on me.
I'm gonna go ahead and throw Marley and Me into the ring because that shit's out of shit, man.
It's sad, dude. But with all the puppies I've killed with our promo code, like, you know,
yeah, I can get over that one. Now there's Kyle's entire life is just the fucking final scenes of Marley and Me, just over and over again. People ordering CBD like crazy. Over and over.
I took it there. It's fine.
It's fine.
If they're listening this far in the episode too, they're okay.
Yeah, exactly. You've come this far. Surely you were desensitized by now.
Yeah.
No.
Well, Marley, this was fun, guys.
Marley and Me is sad as fuck. Anyway, sorry. I do have to throw that in there because that was sad as shit.
Let's get into the last song. Is it time for that?
Yeah, let's throw it up there.
I had one more question, but it's fine.
Oh, you did?
Just leave it. It's maybe a quick one because I think you had mentioned, I think it was when you guys had Zach on your podcast, and Zach, you know, obviously had the fucking awesome release of his EP, and it's got such a good reception to it. I'm so happy for him because it's fucking awesome, man. The tunes are so good and he deserves every bit of it. And as do you, of course, but you had mentioned, I think it was like a comment when I was listening to that one. And Jay actually had brought it up earlier when I was talking to him. So shout out to Jay Potta, but
shout out Jay
from Twitter. He had basically said like something along the lines, you had made a comment of you were more nervous kind of for like Zach's success because you produced that EP.
Mm-hmm.
Than you were for your own music. So I just wondered if you could maybe like kind of comment on that, if we totally fucked that up, or like, you know, kind of what are the different feelings that you got kind of going into Zach's release, was something that you produced compared to your own tunes?
Yeah, man, this might not be the shortest answer, but I'll try to keep it fast.
Yeah, no, it's all good. It's a, you
can, I was, if
you want, I don't care.
Yeah, I was nervous, but also excited. Like, we talked about me not quite fitting the mold of like this alt country type thing because it's not authentic to me. It's so cool working with Zach because him being authentic does work in that world. So I was so excited. You know, he gets the same thing as me, like, oh, you work for Tyler. But I also think people that like Tyler would like Zach too, which I don't necessarily think is the case with me, but I love that music. Like I said, I've gotten to see so many shows in that world. So I felt like I had something to bring to it, you know, production wise, like just being around that music so much. It was so cool to work with him because it was like authentic to him and a little bit of a stretch for me, but we were best friends, so we worked together really well. So I was just excited. I feel like he could be, you know, one of the next big names in that scene. So it was awesome to work with him. And yep, it is being received really well. Super proud of him and proud of what we made.
You know, like I said, basically wondered if you kind of answered the question, it's just the different kind of feelings involved in that process leading up to something that you produced versus something that you are literally, it's your name on it. It's your art. It's your songwriting. It's your voice, you know?
Yeah. And also it's my stuff probably feels more vulnerable to me too. So it's also being, you know, a little more scared and worried with a little bit more skin in the game on my stuff.
Totally.
But with him, it was just pure excitement. It was just like, oh, these songs kick ass. This band kicks ass. Like, I'm just stoked to see what happens for him.
Nice.
Cool. Yep. Shout out to Zach.
Shout out to Zach.
And speaking of Zach, this is perfect. I wrote this last song with Zach.
Oh, yeah. How convenient. Oh, my God. That's perfect. I love it so much. Let's go into that then. That's fucking awesome. I guess, yeah, man. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Dude, thanks for having me.
For the third time, I guess, technically third now. Time. Second time for a full episode. The third time. Third appearance. Let's see.
These people are going to be sick of me, man.
No, nonsense.
They'll get a break. they'll get a break till at least episode 169 now. Right. So that's cool.
Right. Or yeah, and then after that, you know, just every 69.
Every 100 episodes.
Or from, possibly yeah. episode number 138, because that's 69 times 2. Did
wow.
did I just fuck up math on live podcast? I probably did. I don't know.
I'm it's, not it's checking 69. You. It sounded it's right 60. To me.
It is.
Mike's a math teacher.
That's certainly right.
Mike, you wow. teach math?
Let me go. He does teach math.
Just math?
Yeah.
Why did I think history?
Because I'm a history major. Okay, I was a history major in university.
Yeah. I almost changed my major to history.
Wow. A lot of my
anyways.
Anyway, yeah, let's not go.
Great episode. You guys rock. Use code CAFTEN, not their.
Yeah, use code CAFTEN because that one doesn't work anymore. Use HACCBD for 15% off. Don't you actually go ahead and use CAFTEN because it won't work and you won't get
it. You can, but it's just 10% off. If you use 15, it's 15% off. Nope. But the old one does work in case people listen to old episodes.
Nope, he fucked it up. Opportunity. HACCBD. Workman's
Relief. Know what to do.
Workman'sRelief.com. We're not even going to do an outro for this one because that's about it. Go to thehippiesandcowboys.com and check out everything that we got going on over there at the website. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to the Patreon, as we said in the intro. Costs only a dollar if you wanted to, but we appreciate, of course, any amount that you are willing to donate every single month.
Now this last song, yeah. What was the name of it again? I always get it confused.
Yeah, this is Nowhere Backstory. No Woman. This is the one I thought I'd get my tongue tied on in the intro.
What's
there
the order again?
Nowhere No Woman.
We did it in reverse order. This is the first song.
No Woman, yeah, this nowhere, is the first track
that
right?
was too personal to Kyle's sex life, so we had to switch it.
Wow,
that is literally what it's about.
Wow,
that's barely a stretch for the real thing. I'm proud of you for getting one last burn, and Mike, I appreciate
that's
that.
That's good, yeah. It's good you squeeze course, that.
Much love.
Squeeze
cool,
in.
Well, guys, there's
tell everybody
a chance
where to go buy a t-shirt and shit, because you got the new, oh, yeah. you got the new
I got
merch,
new merch
just dropped today. Just dropped yeah. today.
Go to crownovermusic.com and then hit the shop button, or it's in all the links to my bios. Mike, I do want to say I love you in case your plane crashes tomorrow.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
This I'm could be the last episode this. Mike ever does. So if yeah. it is, I just wanted to just on record, I love Mike.
Thank Jesus you. I appreciate that. I think that's the last person to on record say anything about somebody's flight was Buddy Holly.
Yeah, that they recorded a podcast the night before that too. It's crazy.
Yeah,
what are the chances?
Waylon.
I definitely
Waylon told him. I'm pretty sure those exact words. They got switched, you know, mixed up over time. But I'm pretty sure Waylon said, I love you.
For the record.
Crashes, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, safe travels. You guys are the best.
Jay Potter is on standby.
Jay did great, by the way, too. Shout out to Jay again.
Jay did do great. Good for him, man. I was pretty happy. He's pretty excited. but yeah. Go buy a t-shirt. Buy one of the little crocheted crown over dolls.
There's only a couple
awesome.
Left.
There's only 10. And those are, of course.
Hey, and whatever you want to do with that, ladies, you're free to do it once you buy it. I can't tell you what to do with it. So. To whatever
you heard it here first.
Can dream.
You wait, heard it here first. Dolls?
Just go to my website, crownovermusic.com, and you'll see.
Check
comes with a little handwritten lyric sheet too.
That's right. And so yeah, obviously go buy the merch, check out the new EP coming out tomorrow if you're listening on Thursday. Of course it is out now if you're listening Friday and beyond. crownovermusic.com, thehippiesandcowboys.com, go check it all out. We appreciate every single one of you out there listening. This last song, of course, is titled, as we said, Nowhere No Woman. Didn't really get a chance to intro that. I don't know if you want to right now, if we can just roll into
it. I wrote it with Zach. That says enough.
That's good enough. All right, great. Okay, well, thanks so much, Kyle, for coming on the podcast. And thanks to every single one of you out there listening for Kyle, Mike, and myself. Thanks for listening. And Mike and I will catch you next time on the Hippies and Cowboys podcast.
Cat 15.
Penis.
We were just kids, just young. Chasing all the girls in the heat of that southeast sun. Awkward, anxious, 16, big wide eyes, and new IDs. And I think I need to find that same sweet peace of mind that I had as a kid. I guess that's what I get for growing up and leaving a small town, getting lost in a big crowd with all the lights and sounds and ghosts that hang around. And I ain't got nowhere or no woman to call my home. Now we're just kids grown up, looking for ourselves, some money and somebody to love. Tired eyes from working late, chasing dreams, 28. And I think I need to find the same sweet peace of mind that I had as a kid. I guess that's what I get for acting tough and leaving a small town, getting lost in a big crowd with all the lights and sounds and ghosts that hang around. And I ain't got nowhere or no woman to call my home.